Two new cases of H7N9 avian influenza were reported in Zhejiang yesterday. One of those infected has reportedly already died. Meanwhile, hospital sources in Zhejiang are reporting the five patients confirmed to be infected in that province are not showing any signs of recovery. All are in a critical condition. It's also being reported only one of the patients has had close contact with poultry. Two men have already died of the virus in Shanghai. Authorities from the World Health Organization say it is still unclear how the others have been infected, as there is no signs that the virus can easily spread among people. Chinese medical expert Zhong Nanshan says H7N9 is unlikely to become an epidemic like SARS was 10 years ago.
The key is there have been no signs showing H7N9 is highly contagious among humans. I don't think it's fair to characterize this strain of avian flu to SARS. The SARS virus quickly spread from people to people in the first two cases, but the H7N9 cases are separate. The patients are from different areas, so its capacity for human infection is not high.
Currently, there are no vaccines for the H7N9 bird flu virus, but labs are working with the WHO, testing current vaccines for influenza to see how effective they are against the new virus. Meantime, health authorities are studying the possibility of mutation of the new H7N9 strain, which could increase potential threats for contraction of the virus. Scientists say the flu may evolve and infect other mammals, such as pigs, which may heighten its ability to spread between humans. At the same time, disease control authorities here in China are asking doctors to streamline reporting policies on new pneumonic cases. Feng Zijian is a director with Chinese Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The new monitoring plans ask doctors report any unspecified pneumonic immediately without consulting and studying the cases with experts from different levels.
Hospitals here in Beijing have been ordered to include H7N9 bird flu testing into their routine monitoring. The municipal health department in Nanjing has sent out staff to disinfect poultry stalls and markets. With today being the tomb sweeping day, the Chinese public have also been advised not to slaughter poultry for ancestral worship. The tomb sweeping day is an occasion to commemorate the dead, when traditionally some southern Chinese regions sacrifice poultry for ancestral worship. For CRI, I'm Shen Chengcheng.